Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What would you do if you won the lottery? Would you buy a new home? Nice new car, a boat? Maybe go on some amazing round-the-world trip? I suppose it kind of depends on how much money you want, right? I mean, if you want $1 million... after taxes, that'd only be around, I think, $630,000 or so. And here in Austin, you might even have a hard time buying a new house with that money in many parts of town. But if you want $100 million, now we're talking. Opens up the possibilities a little bit, doesn't it? I've always been fascinated when folks are interviewed who are on a game show or standing in line to buy lottery tickets when the jackpot is super high. And they ask folks, what would you do if you won the big jackpot? And while often, first off, mentioning some personal item that they would then buy for themselves or maybe for a family member or such, so many of them often say something about some altruistic gift they would give to others. And while that may actually happen here and there, I don't think that that's normally the case. Which, I guess, really kind of makes sense if you understand Jesus' parable of the talents. That if a person is faithful with his few belongings, he will also then be very faithful when he has many belongings. But the converse of that is to be understood also as taught by Jesus, that if a person is not faithful when they have very little, they are also not going to be faithful when they have very much. This has often been a hot topic with my students in confirmation classes over the years when we get on the subject of tithing. Quite often, someone in the class or a couple of the students will say that it would be a lot easier and they'd be more inclined to tithe if they made more money. They have this idea that it's easier for a person with a lot of money to tithe than it is for a person with a little bit of money. It's easier for a person who makes $100,000 a year to tithe than it is for them who may only get through birthday money and such, maybe $500 or $1,000 a year. Which again, I guess makes sense from a theoretical standpoint, but does not prove itself to be true from a historical and practical standpoint. For you see, 10% is 10%. And giving $10,000 from $100,000 is not any easier than giving $100 from $1,000. So you see, numbers are not really at the heart of Jesus' teaching or Paul's teaching about money. Their teachings have to do with attitude, not amount. Love of money is a segue into all kinds of evil, is as true for the pauper as it is for the prince. I'd be willing to bet that there are as many crimes committed around the country, around the world, over $10, as there are crimes that are committed over $1 million. And thus Paul's words to Timothy in our epistle reading today speak to each one of us regardless of whether we are a person of substantial or very humble means. Paul told Timothy to command those whom he shepherded, that is those Christians to whom he served as their pastor, he gave them this command. One, to do good. Two, to be rich in good deeds. Three, to be generous and willing to share. and four, not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth. So again, these words of Paul are intended and normative for us too, regardless of where we fall on the wealth scale. With whatever we have, whatever we've been blessed with, we are commanded to be generous and to do good to others. Just as the widow of Zarephath, remember her in the Old Testament? She was asked by Elijah to share the last little bit of food that she had with him. And she did. And so we are called by God to share our blessings with others also. Now, granted, as we are blessed with more, we are able to share more. But our general willingness to share should not be dependent upon simply having more. Just as the widow in Luke 21, we always hear the story of the widow's mite, you know, her two small little coins. Jesus said that she gave to God out of her poverty. And so too, we even if it's in our poverty, are to be generous with others. That's hard to do if we put our trust and our hope in our wealth, or if we have a love for money. For the more money that we have, generally the tighter we like to hang on to it. And the more it begins to control us rather than we taking control of it. I think sometimes we neglect to be generous with others because we're afraid that if we are, there won't be enough left for us. But our Lord Jesus promised us in Matthew 6 not to worry about those things. He said, but seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all the things that you need will be given to you as well. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9 that as we are generous with others, God will then also be generous with us, and that God would increase our blessings so that we could then give more to others. Have you ever noticed, I don't know what line of work you're in and such, but it's easier to spend someone else's money than to spend your own, especially if I have a business account, you know? It's true in the world of business. It's certainly true in politics. We see it in families, and we see it in the church also. Many folks are a little looser with the funds when the funds are coming from someone else. That being the case, generosity should be natural for Christians, because we know that everything we have is a gift from God. None of it belongs to us. It all belongs to Him. We're merely stewards of the blessings of God, not the owners of those blessings. And according to Jesus' own words, as freely as we have received these blessings from Him, we are also now to freely share them with others. And that goes far beyond the material blessings with which God has given us, but speaks also and especially of the spiritual blessings which God has bestowed upon us, specifically the forgiveness of sins and the life everlasting, which are ours because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For you see, it's only as we are generous with this message of salvation, this message of the gospel, this message which was first given freely to us, for most of us, in the water and the word of holy baptism, as we are willing to share that message with others, that they will then hear it and believe it. And it's only as we are generous with our material blessings, as we give those and share them with others, that they will come to know and feel God's work or God's love working through us to them. Freely, we have received from God life, love, forgiveness, salvation, food, clothing, shelter, family, so many other things. And so we are now to freely and generously share those with others also. And just to be clear, this is not a mere suggestion from Paul. It is a command from Paul. And it is a command from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ also. May God fill each of us with a heart of generosity. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.